my daddy.
It was nice of you to offer to come pick me up from work.
Yep. Give me a second to get my seatbelt on.
So, this is unexpected. You usually have your meetings on Tuesdays.
Yeah, you're usually at least an hour behind me getting home.
You wouldn't have had an ulterior motive, would you?
Sure, you're totally innocent, huh?
Oh, you just thought you'd pick your girlfriend up from work and casually ask her how her day was?
So this has nothing to do with the plug you looped up and slid into my ass right before I left this morning?
And not just a regular plug, but the big one. The one we've only played with a few times.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Ask me again how my day was. How I couldn't help but shift in my seat just to feel it move inside me. Now I was so distracted giving my presentation to my director this morning. How I almost used my lunch break to finger myself in the bathroom. But then I remembered you told me to keep my hands to myself. And that if I made myself come, I would be in big trouble. No, I didn't. I was a good girl.
I did try to make you proud, Daddy. Let's continue, shall we? How I kept worrying all afternoon whether I was making a wet spot on my chair and on the back of my skirt. Because my pussy hasn't stopped dripping since you slid it in. God, and being worried that I'd be dripping down my leg. I love how you're so proud of yourself. It hasn't been uncomfortable in the sense that it's big and that it's the longest I've ever had a toy in. And the first time during work. But holy fuck, has it been torture.
Yes, Daddy, it's been so hard. But I bet you knew it would make me crazy and crave your cock, huh? That's the real reason you offered to pick me up. To see how crazy you've driven me all day with no relief. I hope we're going straight home because I can't wait for you to throw me on the bed and fuck me till my eyes roll back in my head.
What? What errands?
Why? Why would you do this to me? It's so mean.
How long will it take?
45 minutes? Just to get there? Are you serious right now?
Yeah, well, patience is a virtue that I currently don't have.
You wouldn't either if the situation was reversed, and I had put what would be a similar situation? A cock ring? Okay, well, if you were ringed up, you'd be in the same squirmy, whiny state that I'm in right now.
Oh, really?
What can I do to keep my mind off the fact that all I want is for you to pull over somewhere quiet and deserted and fuck me right here in the car? Hell, if you wanted to bend me over the hood of the car and have my tits on display for all to see as they drive past, well, it'd be worth it just to have your cock inside me.
Are you thinking about it?
No.
Oh, your idea is better?
And what did you have in mind?
Another first. Baby, last time I checked, you've never fucked me on the car before. But okay, let's hear it.
Well, I think we could arrange that. Let me just... Oh, look how hard you are already. God, your cock is incredible, Daddy. Oh... Yeah, your little girl's been aching for it. Can I lick it? Please? Thank you, Daddy.
Mm.
my favorite lollipop. Mm-hmm. I love how sweet and salty you taste. Eyes on the road. Don't mind me while I gag on your cock. I just realized something. If we're here in three lanes of traffic, one side is going to be able to see me blowing you, while the other side has a perfect view of that pretty teal jewel nestled in between my cheeks. You totally planned this. This errand we just had to do tonight. You wanted to show how eager your little slut is to please you. Well, if they couldn't see my ass before, they definitely can now, because the winds moved my skirt up around my shoulders. The breeze feels incredible on my pussy. Mm-hmm. No, I won't touch it. I promise. God, I love it when you grip my hair. Yeah. You like hearing how you fill my throat? Yeah. Come on, Daddy. Gag me with your cock. I hope you have enough cum to go again when we get home, because I'm so wet. So, so wet for you. Yes, sir. Right now it's about you. You're right. All I should be focusing on is swallowing your cum. You must be close, because I can feel your sack tightening in my little hand. That's why. Your balls are so heavy, full of cum. Which is a little insane, because I know I took a load in my pussy yesterday, and another on my face. How can you have so much cum stored up already? You're just lucky, I guess. It'd be a shame if I just stopped. Two can tease, sir. I thought about being your good girl, but honestly, I never was that great at being good. Oh, if I don't get my mouth back on your throbbing dick, what will you do, Punish me? And how will you do that? As you drive down the highway, far from an exit lane, so you can't pull over, It'd be a shame if I slid some of these naughty fingers in my sopping little pussy, wouldn't it? Do I taste good? You're licking your lips and I see your cock jumping. So I'm going to take that as a yes. Is Daddy so close to coming? Does this make you crazy? It does. I suppose I could finish off what I started. After all, your cum is a treat for me, too. Come on. Oh, God, for me, please. Such a big load. Yes. Thank you, Daddy. Of course. I know I play, but you know I'll always want to be your good girl. Can I ask a question? Are we there yet?